this is, in which Bart fails to understand the rules of Secret Santa. A DCU Teen Titans comics verse fanfic, written by Sister Wolf and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated G and is Gen, with additional tags for Christmas in Titans Tower, Secret Santa, Kittens. Bart, Tim repeated, as patiently as possible. You can't give people live animals for Secret Santa. It's not against the rules, Bart protested. The rules said $20 or less, and nothing that explodes or catches on fire. And even with the food, litter, and litter box, I still came in under 20. Giving Tim a smug look, Bart continued to dangle a string in front of a hyperactive little ball of tabby fluff. Aren't you the sweetest little thing? Oh, yes, you are, Cassie crooned, cuddling a sleepy gray kitten. Tim glared at her for a second, feeling betrayed. Bart, Tim started, then paused and twitched the edge of his cape away from the black kitten, who seemed determined to climb it like a tree. You have to take the kittens back.
But they were left in a box that said free kittens and no one was watching them. They were just abandoned, and who knows what would have happened to them if I hadn't rescued them, Bart protested, vibrating in distress.
The tabby kitten crouched, tail twitching, watching the vibrating string in Bart's hand.
No way. We're not going to abandon them, Con said.
The orange marmalade kitten draped across his lap purred loudly, somehow taking up much more space than seemed possible for a tiny little kitten.
Guys, I know you want to keep them, but it's not our decision. There's no way that Corey and Vic are going to...
Oh!
Corey paused at the door to the living room, clasping her hands in front of her breasts in a disturbingly girly way.
You have little baby Mikadianders! I have not seen a Mikadiander in years!
We call them kittens, Cassie said, smiling and offering Corey the sleepy gray one. Tim scowled. There went his chances of getting rid of the kitten problem.
Meow,
an inquisitive little voice said next to his ear. The black kitten had made it up his cape and was perched on his shoulder like a miniature gargoyle. Tim sighed and pinched the bridge of his nose.
He bet Dick never had to deal with stuff like this back when he led the Teen Titans.
The end. Reader's notes. Merry Christmas, everyone. Now imagine this. Tiny kittens infesting Titans Tower grow up to be full-sized cats infesting Titans Tower. They live in the air vents. It's fantastic. Anyway, happy holidays to everybody. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed this and have a nice day.